Good vach, Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Samech Dalid. We are holding at the bottom here on Samech Gimel Amud Beis. We are, how many lines up is this? 6 lines up by the Tanu Rabbanan. I guess we can kind of just jump straight up. We've been talking a little bit about Tumah. How do you know things, different things are tame, things that are woven, things that are tachshit, things that are jewelry. We just talked a little bit about the tzitz, last thing on Erev Shabbos, and so now we kind of like, I guess that's the segue here. Tanu Rabbanan, the Chazal taught us that Arig Kol Shehu Tamei, that something that is woven of any size is going to be Tamei, is Makabel Tumah. V'tachshit Kol Shehu Tamei, and so too a tachshit, some piece of jewelry that's any size, Kol Shehu, any size is going to be Tamei. Arig V'tachshit, something that is half and half, is kol shekein, kol shehu, sorry, that is any size, is going to be tamei. Right, Rashi says over there, chetzio orig v'chetzio tachshit, meaning it's half woven, half a piece of jewelry. So it's also going to be tamei. And the Gemara just has a line here that we'll talk about, mosif sak ala beged, and sak, which is sackcloth, as we're going to see on Amud Aleph, that's talking about woven goat's hair. Apparently their sackcloth used to be made of woven goat's hair. That's going to be a Rashi on Amud Aleph. So that sack is more tame than beged, than regular clothing from either linen or wool or whatever. Shatame mishum orig, because it is tame because it is woven. We'll see exactly what that means in a minute. Amar Rava says, orig kol shehu tame. How do you know that something that is woven that's any size is tamei me o beged, from the pasuk of o beged? The pasuk that lists o beged or o sak, that pasuk is by Tumah Sheretz, I think. It doesn't have a source here. I think. 1 second. Right, Rashi says Gabe Shrotzim. Yeah, sorry. Okay, missed that Rashi. From Obeged by Shrotzim. Tumah Shrotzim, that's a very kal type of tumah, right? All you need is hair of Shemesh. The day goes down, and then you go to the mikvah, and then you're tahor. You don't need 7 days of counting like you do by other more chamor, by Tumas Meis, etc., etc. Okay. Anyway, so that's how you know that woven things are tamei, sheretz, or of any size become tamei. Takshit kosher tamei mitzitz. You learn the takshit law, the halacha about a takshit, a piece of jewelry from the tzitz. That's what we mentioned yesterday. In orig v'takshit kosher tamei. How do you know that something that's both orig and takshit? So mikol kli masa. You learn that from the pasuk of mikol kli masa, from any usable kli. So amalei ahum rabbanan l'rava. So one of the rabbanim said to Rava, no, wait a second. Ahum b'midyan k'siv. That pasuk mikol kli masa is by Tumas Midyan. That was Tamei Meis, right? We learned at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. So Bnei Yisrael went to war against Midyan. They came back, and all this stuff, all this metal stuff that they plundered from the Midianites, but that, again, it was all Tamei Meis because they killed all these people. So how do you know about more light forms of Tumah, that Beged, that Arig and Tachshit is Tamei? So Amarle, Gemar Kli Kli Mihasam. You're right. We learned Xer Shava, Kli Kli, from Midyan. Rashi says Beshrotzim, it says Kol Kli Asher Yehasa Malacha, and the other positive guys we said Kol Kli Maisa is by Tumas Meis, by Midyan. So therefore we learn that also by other types of Tumah, that that something that is Orug and a Takshit together, half and half, is going to be Tamei B'Kolshit. Okay, now we had said before Mosif Sak Ala Beged Mitamei Shetamei Mishum Orig, that Sak, woven sock, and here's the Rashi over here, the second Rashi in the Amud, who also in Minutza shall izim, that a sock is made from goat's hair, that is more, I guess, susceptible to Tumah than a beged, because it is considered to be woven. So the Gemara says, Atu beged lav origu. What do you mean? Wait, hold on. Like, clothing are not woven. What are you talking about? That's the same exact thing. So Gemara says, Harachikama. This is what it means to say. Mosif sak ala beged, afo pisha enu arik. Sak, i.e. goat's fiber, goat's hair, is more tame than clothing, because even though it's not arik, even though it's not woven, tame. It is tame. So Gemara says, well, 1 second. Lai chazi, what purpose does a there's a piece of, you know, goat's hair, shayach for, right? That was normally not used as clothing. So Amar Rav Yochanan shekein ani kolei shalosh nimin v'tola v'tzavar bito, because a poor person will use it as a necklace for his daughter. He will tie together three strands and he will hang it from his daughter's neck, right, to support a necklace. That's a poor person. So there you see that it has a function, and therefore it is mekabel toma. Okay. Ton Rabbanan, let's do some gzeira shava, some limud, about different types of tumah that'll take us most of the amud over here. So sit tight if this is not your jam, but it's pretty interesting how they learn these halachos. Ton Rabbanan, suck. The Pesach says sackcloth, suck. That's in Parshas Shmini, I think, or in Tazria, it could be. Ein li ela suck. Minayin l'rabos is a kilkali as a chabak. But talking about tuma sherets, that a sackcloth is mekabel tuma. How do you know that kilkli and chabak? Those are two different strips of, cloth or whatever that fasten a saddle to an animal. I'm not sure exactly where on the animal it goes, but right, Rashi says masrak shel sus. And I'm not sure exactly, but basically that's the straps on the bottom of a sandal. So I didn't know that they are mekabel tuma. Tamad lomar osak, or a sack, sackcloth, that will also include. Again, these are also items that are woven from goat's hair. So that item as well is mekabel tuma. Yochol sheni mar besachavalim besamashichos. Maybe you should also include ropes and string. In that they're mekabel tuma, so the tamad lomar suck. So therefore, the pasuk teaches me that that's not true. That really the only thing that's mekabel tuma is sackcloth. Ma suck tavoi v'orig, just like sackcloth is spun and woven. Af kol tavoi v'orig, so too everything that's spun and woven, excluding these chaval and meshichos, which I guess are not. So now that was talking about sheret. So what about tumas meis? So the gemara says, "Arei umar b'meis." It says by tumas meis. That any leather or anything made from goats, tizchato, needs to be metaher, it has to be tahered, dipped in a mikvah, etc., etc. One second. So that's l'rabos is a kilkli v'sachavak. So that includes those two items, the bottom straps on a saddle. Yachol shani mar besachavale v'samashicho. So I might have thought to also include these goat's hair that is wrapped, that turned into string and rope. And the Gemara is going to say tamal over. Therefore, the pasuk says the pasuk excludes it. But first, we try and learn a kavachomer that you might have thought that for sure you should exclude these different types of ropes. We're going to see that the kavachomer is no good, therefore you need the pasuk. But so the Gemara just interjects here with the kavachomer. If it didn't do it, one second, it makes sense to exclude the ropes, different types of ropes from being mekabel tuma, because timei b'sheretz or timei b'meis. If you tell me that the goat's hair is mekabel tuma by a sheretz and mekabel tuma by a meis, mashet kishetimei b'sheretz lo timei ela tovei v'oreg, just like by sheretz, it's the only thing that's mekabel tuma is something that is spun and woven. Af kishetimei b'meis lo timei ela tovei v'oreg, so so too should be anything that's tamei by a meis should also only be something that is spun and woven. So Gemara says, hey, does that really make sense? Really, yeah. Im hekel b'tamei sheretz she kala. Wait, you tell me there's a kula by tumas sheretz, which is Makil, right? Tumas Sheretz is a much less stringent type of Tumah than Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is the ultimate Tumah. Right? By Tumas Sheretz, for example, you're only, as we said before, you're only Tummy for one day. By Tumas Meis, you're Tummy for many, for 7 days. You need the Parat Duma when they had it. Meher Yabana Beis HaMikdash. So Tumas Sheretz is much less stringent. So you have a Kula by Tumas Sheretz. So Nekel by Tumas Meis Shi Chamura. So therefore, you should be Makil also by Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is much more Chamur. So therefore, Tamalomar. So therefore, the pasuk says again, right? The logic doesn't hold. So therefore, we need a pasuk. Beged v'or l'gzeira shava. You have the words Beged and Or by both of these cases, and you have l'gzeira shava. You learn one to the next to teach me a halacha. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Beged v'or b'sheretz, but never Beged v'or b'meis. Ma beged v'or ha'amur b'sheretz l'timei ela tavi v'oreg. just like ma here, ma af. Whenever you have gzeir shava, ma is just like, and af is so too. So ma beged v'or, just like so, just like by the beged and or by a sheretz is only if it's spun and woven. Af so too beged v'or amor b'mei, so too the beged and the or that says by that is mekabel tuma by tumas meis lutime ela tovi v'oreg. It's only mekabel tuma if it is spun and woven. Okay. Now we learned a little, another gzer. This gzer shava now teaches us something else. Uma beged v'or ha'amor b'meis tame kol meis izim. And just like beged and or that is by a mace is metame kol meis izim, anything made out of a goat, as we said, the pasuk says, v'chol meis izim, that says straight up in the pasuk. Sa'af beged or ha'amor b'sheretz, so too, any when we say beged or v'or by sheretz, it's also tame kol meis izim, that also is metame anything that is made from goat hairs, except for these ropes, which we talked about before, which we learned exactly 2 seconds ago, that they are excluded. Okay. Ein li ela davar habam in izim. So that teaches me about stuff that comes from goats, from goat's hair. Minayin li rabos davar habam miznav hasus miznav apara. So how do you know that even items made from horse tail and cow tail are also mekabel tuma? So tam alam, where the pasuk says osak. So or the extra osak or sackcloth. So that includes different animals' hairs. Cow tail hair and horse tail hair. The Gemara says, didn't you use that drasha above to teach me that the bottom straps of a saddle are mekabel tuma? So the Gemara answers, no. That's only before we had the gzeir shava. Once you have the gzeir shava, so iserle, they are available, they are left over, and then you can teach me that halacha, that the tails are also mekabel tuma. The Einli Ela B'Sheretz, and that only teaches me by a sheretz, meaning the cow and horse tail. Because that's the pasuk of Osak, that's by a sheretz tuma. The tumas meis minayin, how do you know you can? They're also mekabel tuma by a mace? So the Gemara is going to say, Tamaloma, there's a pasuk that teaches me that. But first we try again to learn a logical kal v'chomer, which we're going to reject. But let's try that. The Gemara says, "V'dinhu, it's logical that they should be mekabel tuma from tumas meis if they're mekabel tuma from tumas sheretz. Timi b'meis v'timi b'sheretz, right? Should be both. Should be mekabel tuma from both of them. Mak shetimi b'sheretz also davar habam iznava susim iznava para kamaisa izim. Just like when we're talking about tumas sheretz, we make anything that's from a cow's tail or a horse's tail, just like goat's hair." Which is mekabel tuma. So afke shetimi b'meis asedavar habam iznav hasus miznav apara kemaisa izim. So too by tumas meis. The Gemara says, "Hein, is that really? Yeah, you think that's true? Im harbe b'tumas erev. If you're telling me that there are a lot of tumas erev, right? Tumas erev is the light tumas sheretz type of tuma. Shimaruba, right? There are a lot of very kal tumas." Nirba b'tumas shiva shimu. You're going to tell me that if you're going to increase the amount of items that are tame or mekabel tuma by the light tuma, does that necessarily mean that we're going to increase the amount of items that can be mekabel tuma that's serious, that's tumas shiva, that's tuma mace? So therefore, we don't have the logic. The logic doesn't fall. It doesn't work. You can't learn sheretz from to mace necessarily. So tam alo, therefore the pasuk says beged or gzer shava. Right, you have a gzer shav again. Nemar beger or b'sheretz, nemar beger or b'meis. Ma beger or ha'amor b'sheretz, asse davar ha'bam iznav asuz miznav apara, kamaisi izim. Af beger or ha'amor b'meis, asse davar ha'bam iznav asuz miznav apara, kamaisi izim. Right, again, the gzer shav tells me that the halacha applies both with tumas meis and tumas sheretz. Okay, and the Gemara says umufne, and the kal v'chomer, these words beged or are available. They're open. They're unused for any other drasha, and you can learn them for this gzeir shava. Rashi says, "What's the difference? Right, what do you care?" So Rashi says, "If you look across mufne, tsarich shatei gzeir shava zoom mibeis tevos mufnim lemedrash zeh. You need both from both sides, from both the sheret side and the mace side. You need these psukim to be available." Shlo yutzrichin legufa, that you don't need them for anything else. And umi akash and mufnin, and after they're available, lilmo gzereshava to teach us is gzereshava habali kaman dechtiv drasha bikra behedya. It's as if it's written beferish in the pasuk ve'im mishivin aleha, and you can't ask any questions on it. Apparently, gzereshava, that's mufnin, that's available, that's unused. The words are unused for anything else, so that is irrefutable. That's as if it's written beferish in the pasuk. That's one of the ways we learn out the halachos in the Torah, right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, right? Gzereshava. So if it's mufne, Rashi says, if it's available, if the words are not used for anything else, it is irrefutable. And the Gemara says it must have been irrefutable, because otherwise we could ask a question on this Gzeres Shava. Back in the Gemara, di lav mufne, because if it wasn't available, i.e. irrefutable, ikla mifrach, we could have asked a question on this, mal sheretz shekem etame b'kad dasha. Right? Sheretz is different than tumas meis, because the size to be mekabel tuma by a sheretz, by a creepy, crawly, lousy, gross thing, is kadosha, a lentil. The size to be mekabel mace by the size to be mekabel tuma by a mace is the kazayis. Has to be at least a kazayis of a mace. So those are different halachos. That tells me that those types of tumas are not necessarily the same. So therefore, you may have been able to knock out that gzereshava with this kasha, that the two things are not exactly equal and identifiable. It's funny because usually we use this logic to knock out a kabachomer. Here we're saying that no, you could even knock out Gzeres Shava with this type of logic. But okay, Seder, the Gemara says it's Baruch Hashem that the words are available to be used for the Gzeres Shava, because otherwise we could have knocked it out with this question. And the Gemara says now, Li'i or Loi Afnuye Mufni. And you should know that they are definitely available, and the Gemara is going to prove right now that the words are available for this Gzeres Shava. Michti, let's see. Sheretz Itkish the Gzeres Shava. The Tumas Sheretz is connected, is a hekesh to the tuma of shechva zera of semen. Because the pasuk says, "Isha asher tetzei menu shechva zera," a person who has shechva zera come out of him, right, and things have become tamei. Then, some claim, it says right next to that, "Ishki yigav chol sheretz." Somebody touches a sheretz becomes tamei. Uksiv bei shechva zera, and what does it say by shechva zera? V'chol beged v'chol orash ayel of shechva zera, and you should become will become tamei. So the Gemara says, "Beged ve'or deksiv rachmana b'sheretz lamali." So therefore, if they're connected, and it says by one, so what do you need the beged or by sheretz? You already have the examples of beged and or by shechva zera. So shmamina lafnuye. We see that's how you can tell that those words are available for the gzera shava between sheretz and tumas meitz. Da'kati mufne mitzalecha. Okay, well we just pointed out that it's available on one side, meaning on the tumas sheretz side. So hani chalman da'amar mufni mitzadecha lamidin v'yemeshivin. That works according to the guy who says, this is Gemara Nida, that we have gzera shava that's available and open. The words are open on one side. Yemeshivin, you can learn it and there's no kashas against it. Alman da'amar lamidin v'yemeshivin. But according to the guy who says that a gzera shava that's open only on one side can be knocked out by a kasha, and you need it to be available on both sides for it to be, you know, ironclad and irrefutable. So my Yikulamemar, what are you going to do? So that's what the Gemara says, Demes nami ifnuye mufna, because the words beged and or by mace, by Tumas mace, is also available, is also open to be learned. Because mechti, let's see, mace is kish the shechva zera, because you also have Tumas mace connected to Tumas shechva zera. And before we had sheretz to shechva zera, now we have mace to shechva zera. The Chetiv Pazuk says, v'anugia b'chol tamei nefesh, o'ish hashem tetim imenu shechva zera. Right, it says straight up in the pasuk, right? In the similar, right there as well, in the end of Vayikra. Was that this week's parsha? Is it next week's parsha? It might be this week's parsha. I forget. Terrible. I'm not remembering my Shnai Mikra. Okay. Anyway, it might have been the end. Okay. Vanugeh b'chol t'mei nefesh o'ish ish t'im min zuchar. Right, it says that Tumas Meis and Tumas Shukva Zera are connected in the pasuk. Uksiv b'shukva zera v'chol b'gav v'chol or. Right, it says by Shechva Zera that any beged or or becomes tamei. So beged or or, the kasev rachman of the mace lamali. So why do you need the example of beged and or by tumas mace? Shema mina lafnuye. Apparently, you see that it is also available on that side, and therefore the gzera shava is irrefutable. Okay. If that frustrated you, so then we're moving on. Okay. The pasuk says when Bnei Yisrael came back from Midyan. The officers came back before Moshe, and they said that we didn't lose anybody in the war. And therefore, they wanted to bring a korban, or I guess, you know, kind of to give to the Beis HaMikdash, or to give to the Mishkan, or whatever, a lot of jewelry that they had found. So the pasuk says, "Banakrev is korban Hashem." We want to bring the korban to Hashem. Isha sher matzar kli zahav et sadav v'tzamid tavas agil v'kumaz. Different types of jewelry that was given to the Beis Hamikdash, or I guess to the Mishkan, to the Gizbar, whatever. Am Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, "Agil, what is agil? Zed defus shel dadim. That was a cast, or like a, you know, let's say the how do you explain it?" It was a piece of jewelry that went over the woman's breasts. I guess it was shaped in that manner. It was a decoration underneath her clothing. As the Gemara is going to point out, that this is underneath her clothing. Kumaz, and the Kumaz, Zed Defus Shal Beis Arechem, and this was a similar kind of like a princess bride situation. A Maven Yavin. That it was basically jewelry or kind of silver or gold that went on a woman's under area, also underneath her clothing. I'm Rav Yosef, Yachi, and Rav Yosef says, if that's true, Haida Targaminan Machuch Davar Hamevi Lide Gichuch. That's what it means when we say Machuch Davar Hamevi Lide Gichuch. Right, Machuch is the Tirgum for a Kumaz. It's something that brings about kind of lightheadedness and not lightheadedness, but like levity and licentiousness. That's the same language. Machuch, I think, gichuch means to laugh. So that is something that brings about illicit and inappropriate things. Amalei Rabba, migufei dekra. Shmamina Rabba says you see that sound from the pasuk because what do you call it? It's a kumaz. What does kumaz stand for? Kan makom zima. This is a place where there is licentiousness and lewdness and levity. Okay. Moshe got angry at these officers. Amrav Nachman Amarav Baravua Amarlehem Moshe Yisrael Shema Chazartem Kulkulchem Arishon. Maybe when you went to fight against Midian, you went back to your original kilkul, your original mistake, your original mess up. What did they originally mess up? What was the whole war for Midian over? So Rashi says on the bottom, "Call my sashitim lesnos and esbnos Moav." Right, what happened after Bilam couldn't curse on Israel? So he advised Balak to send out the bnos Moav to seduce the men, and they were over to Bodazara, etc., etc. So and that was the bnos Midian. It was the bnos Moav, but Midian was the one who kind of like enabled this whole avera situation. So that's why they went to fight the Nakama of Akash Barco against Midian. So Moshe said, maybe when you were fighting this war, you went back and you also fell trapped to this Avera. So lo nifkar b'minu'ish. No, nobody is missing from our entire company. Hey, we didn't lose a single man, meaning everybody. Everybody is still from, as she says, right? Lo nechsar midas yados, Yehudis. Everybody is still a good Jew from a Yid. So Moshe said to them, so in Cain, kapar lama. So as we said before at the beginning, right, they brought all of these... they brought all of these pieces of jewelry as an atonement, as a kapara. So, what do you need a kapara for if you guys didn't sin in battle? So, Amulo, imidi avera yotzanu. Right, we were yotze the avera, meaning we didn't do the avera. We were yotze the halacha of not doing anything with the Midianite women. But midi hirhur lo yotzanu. But we weren't yotze the hirhurim. We did still have hirhurim on the battlefield. So immediately Vanikrav is Korban Hashem. So Moshe brought the Korban and the gift to Akash Baruch. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Mepnema Hutzrichu Yisrael Shavos Ador Kapara. Why did the Tzadikim in that generation need Kapara? Mepnei Shazanu Einehem Bnei Erva. Because again, same idea that they had their eyes were Mizane. Meaning they had improper thoughts. Not they did improper actions, but they had improper thoughts. Amar Rav Sheshes Mepnema Mana Hakasuv Tachshitim Shebachutz Im Tachshitim Shebefnim. This is how you know that the Agil and the Kumaz were undergarment jewelry type things. Rav Sheshes says, how do you know that why does the pasuk list the outer jewelry with the inner jewelry, with the jewelry that went underneath the clothing? Omar lecha, to teach you, call him a stakal be'etzba, katana shalisha, anybody who looks even at a little tiny finger of a woman, kilu mistakal b'makam atorfa, it's as if you looked at her most inappropriate and private area. Okay. So that's the connection between, let's say, an earring and the kumaz, which went underneath the woman's clothing on her private area. Okay. new Mishnah. Now, we have been talking about what is also for you to go out with on Shabbos, so now we flip over to the heter side of things. Yotza ha'isha, a woman is allowed to go out into Shizarabim, but bechute se'ar, with strands of hair woven into her own hair, bein mishalah, whether it's on her own hair, bein mishal chaverta, whether it's in her friend's hair, bein mishal behema, whether it's animal hair. Okay, and again, just to explain, we said before that, you know, she's not... if she would have, let's say, randomly have to go to the mikvah, we said if, you know, it would come to the point where she'd have to be mitare herself, she wouldn't have to take this off because water goes through hair. It's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore we're not concerned that she may take it off and carry it daladamas b'shizarabim, and it's mutter for her to go out with it on Shabbos. U'b'totefes u'b'sarvitim b'sman she'en tefurim b'tefurim. She's allowed to go out with the totefes and the sarvitim, those with different type of, I guess, decorations. One of them was kind of something that went across her forehead. One of them hung down to her cheek. Those are different types of jewelry that went on her head. But again, as long as they're tied onto her hat, we're not concerned that she's going to be taking off her hat and exposing her hair. Bekabul uvepeh nachers lachotzer. Now, she is allowed to go out with a kabul, which is a woolen hat, and, excuse me, peh nachers. Rashi says, Kli aser, Tlusha, some other extra hair that is not necessarily hers, that looks like Shetire Balas Sear, the kind of like almost hair implants, that will, it doesn't literally have to be from a Nachri, but it means Nachris in terms of her own hair, far into her own hair, that any hair implants that she may have, she's allowed to go out to her Chotzer, but she's not allowed to go out to her Shisarabin. Rashi explains that that's just on those two items that a woman is allowed to go, that we're talking about, but the other items in the Mishnah you can go out to her Shisarabin with. Okay, so, yeah, okay, so the woolen hat and the hair implants are mutter and chotzer, but not Shisarabin. B'moch sheba ozna, any piece of, a moch is usually a piece of cloth, Rashi says in your ear, to maybe she has like some sort of earache or some sort of ear infection to catch any of the pus or whatever liquid that may come out of her ear. Ubamoksha basandala, or any piece of cloth that goes on her sandal to kind of like, you know, help with make it more comfortable for her to walk. Ubamoksha sheitkino lenidasa, and a moch for hilchos nida. The pilpel, if pilpel is a pepper. But it means a pepper that smells good, and Rashi says here for to help for bad breath. Ubegalgel melach. Galgel melach is something that they would put on a tooth, some sort of salt to help with a toothache. V'chol davar shenita l'toch pia, and anything else that is put into her mouth, right? I guess, you know, you can imagine like someone who has braces, for example, putting the wax on the side of her mouth. Perhaps that might be mutter. I don't want paskin, but you know, some other thing that goes into her mouth. Ubilvach lotitein lechachila b'Shabbos. As long as she didn't put it there lechachila on Shabbos, we nafal, and if it falls out, lo sakser. She's not allowed to put it back. Shein toteves, shein shalzov, any type of I think this is a what's it called a false tooth. Rabbi Matir and Chachamim Osher. Rabbi says it's Motir, the Chachamim say it's Osher. Rashi says, Kevin the Mishun the Mishar Shenim, since it's different, Shinayim, since it's different than any of the other teeth, Dilma Mechaychay Allah. Maybe we'll see that the concern here that people will laugh at her, and then she'll end up taking it out, and she will walk down the Namas Peshazarab, and we'll see that the concern here that people are going to laugh at some of these items that look weird. We're concerned you may come to carry a Dalamish Peshazarab, so that's why the Chachamim would aser a fake tooth. Okay. The Gemara says, Utsricha, we need all of these examples. What examples? Well, the first thing that we said in the Mishnah was that a woman is allowed to go out with three different types of her hair, of hair woven into her own hair. Either it's her hair, her friend's hair, or animal hair. The Gemara says we need all three excuse me cases. Diyesh mein nidida, if you would have only taught me she's allowed to weave her own hair into her hair, mishum de lo mois, because that's not disgusting. Aval chaverta, apparently that's de mois, that's a little bit kind of gross. Emalo, you might have thought that that's not mutter. Diyesh mein chaverta, if you would have told me that it's mutter for her to weave her friend's hair into her own hair, de bas minahi, that's, you know, human hair, that's the same type of hair. Human hair is mutter. Aval de behema, de lav bar minah. So, but animal hair, which is not the same, right? Rashi says, "Velo minkar, velo mechaychela." Right? People may, that's the Rashi by her friend's hair. But animal hair, people might laugh at her. What do you walk around with horse's hair, or cow hair in your hair. That's crazy. So you may think, people may end up laughing at her. You might have thought that she'd take it out. And Amalo, you might have thought that it's usher, and then we might be concerned she'll take it out and carry it dalad amas for sarabim. So therefore, Tzricha, the Mishnah, needs to tell me that no, since she's done, you know, gone to the effort of weaving it into her own hair, she's not going to take it out, even if people start laughing at her, because apparently she has enough confidence, right? She put it there in the first place. Tane, we learned in a braisa. Ubilvat shlo teitzei yalda b'shal zikna, v'zikna b'shal yalda. As long as you're not putting young girl's hair, it doesn't walk out with old woman's hair, and an old woman is not allowed to walk out with a young girl's hair. So Gemara says, Bishlam, I get it. I understand Zikna Bishal Yalda. I understand you need to tell me that an old woman goes out with a young girl's hair because Shvachula, because that's a Shvach. That's kind of like upgrading her appearance. You might have thought that it's Mutter, and therefore you need to tell me that it's Aser. Eli Yalda Bishal Zikna, Amai, but what do you need to tell me that it's Usher for a young girl to go out with, you know, gray hair woven into her hair? So Gnaihu law, that makes her look worse. So Gemara says, you're right. I did Tana Zikna B'shal Yalda, Tana Nami Yalda B'shal Zikna. Right? Just you just told me, just to make it, you know, even out. In the Mishnah, they taught both cases, but really, you didn't need to tell me that a young girl is not allowed to go out with old woman hair, because people will make fun of Rishi, may carry Dalai Lama, take it out, Rishi Zerabim, etc. Okay, let's do a little further. So you're allowed to go out with this woolen hat and hair implants into the courtyard, but not into Rishus Rabim. Amarav, Rav says, Kol she'asru chachamim lates bo Rishus Rabim, asru lates bo l'chatzer. Rav disagrees with the Mishnah, and he says, any time Chazal said you're not allowed to go out with something into Rishus Rabim, you're not allowed to go out into the chatzer with the same item, Mistama, because you're going to end up going into Rishus Rabim. If you're allowed to walk around into your chatzar, you may forget yourself and go into the Rishus Rabim. So Gemara says, so that's Aser. Chutz, except for, sorry, I misspoke a little bit when I said that Rav disagrees with our Mishnah. Chutz mi kabel upen nachris, except for these two cases, that a woolen hat and pen nachris, so a woman is allowed to go out into the chatzar, but not into Rishus Harabim. We'll see. Well, we won't see it today, but we'll see what the Gemara will talk about, what the difference is. We're going to stop before we get to that. But anyway, Rabbi Anani ben Bar Sason Mishmida Rishmal Amar, Rabbi Anani Bar Sason near Rabbi Shmuel says, Hakol Kabul, everything is like a Kabul, meaning everything is. That's Osir, and he disagrees with Rav, and everything is Osir Rishus Harabim, but it is Mutter still in a courtyard. So the Gemara says, one second. Tanan b'kabul v'pan achris l'chotzer. Our Mishnah says, what is Mutter to go out into a courtyard? A kabul and a pan achris. So that implies that that's the only items that are Mutter to go out into a chotzer if they're Osir to go out into Rishus Harabim. So the Bishlam of the Rav Nicha, that works out Rav, right? Rav is exactly our Mishnah. Elo, right, like I said, I misspoke earlier that Rav is literally exactly our Shita. Elo the Rabbi Anani Bar Sason Kashas. That's difficult to a Rabbi Anani Bar Sason. He said everything should be Mutter, right? The implication of our Mishnah is that only Kabul and hair implants are Mutter to go into the Chatzar and also to go into Rishus Harabim. According to Rabbi Anani Bar Sason, so everything should be Mutter in the Chatzar, and even if it's also in Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara answers Rabbi Anani Bar Sason Mishmei Derman. Who is Rabbi Nani Bar Sason quoting? Kamarle Mishmeid, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. That's who he's quoting, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, Tanahu Palig. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi is considered to be a Tana, and he's allowed to argue. So that's it. He disagrees with our Mishnah, but he's allowed to, because Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi is a Tana, and he can argue. Okay. We'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem, and tomorrow we will go weiter in Hele Gishas. And explain exactly why, according to Rav and according to our Mishnah, a kabul, a woolen hat, and these hair implants are mutter and a chotzer, but usher in Rishus Rabim, whereas everything else that is usher in Rishus Rabim is also usher in a chotzer. Okay, Rabbi, so you have a Shavuot Tov, a good Devach, and Mitzvah Shem will go weiter tomorrow.